Sky Watcher's Guide. Observing the stars and other objects in the night sky is easier than you might think. There are just a few things to plan out before you start. Where should I go? Think about a place you can safely be with an adult that has the darkest sky possible. Lights from buildings, street lamps, and more make it difficult to see the stars. Places to try. Out the window from your home, in a yard or on a balcony, at a local park that most importantly has as few lights as possible, or at a campsite. What should I bring? All you really need is you. However, some of the tools listed here can make it more comfortable and fun. A sky log to draw what you see, print or make your own copy. Warm, comfy clothes, especially if you're going outside. Something to sit on, like a blanket or folding chair. A flashlight, but remember, extra light can make it hard to see the stars, so only use it when you need it. A red flashlight is best. Snacks and water, or a warm drink. A compass, and a tool to help you see, like binoculars or a telescope. How do I get ready? Once the sun has set and the sky is getting dark, go to your spot, have your things with you, and give yourself a few minutes to set up and get comfortable. Figure out which direction you are looking. What part of the sky did the sun set in? The sky might still be light in that area. That's west. Reach both of your arms all the way out in a straight line. If you keep them straight and point one arm west, the other arm will be pointing east. Take your time. The stars get easier to see as the sky gets darker. It takes time for your eyes to get used to the dark. Try closing your eyes for a few minutes. This will make your dark vision better and help you see more stars. With your eyes closed, use your other senses to experience how different the night and day are. How does it feel outside? Is it warmer or colder? Take a deep breath through your nose. Does the air smell different or feel different? Listen, can you hear different sounds like animals, people, or traffic? What can I see? Each time you go stargazing, it will be at least a little bit different. Some things that make it different are the phase of the moon, the time of year, is it fall, winter, spring, or summer? The time you observe, right after sunset, the middle of the night, or before sunrise. The direction you're looking, north, east, south, or west, and where you live. Different stars can be seen in the US than Australia. Look up at the sky. Can you see any of these? Can you see the moon? How would you describe its shape? Can you see the dark areas on it? Which stars look brightest? Can you see any that look very dim? Can you see patterns of bright stars like Orion or the Big Dipper? Do any of the things you see have color? How many colors can you find? Here are some resources that might be visible when you're out. The 2020 Pocket Almanac, 2021 Pocket Almanac coming soon on the Morrison Planetarium website. For more details on what you can see for the next 3 months, check out Sky Watcher's Guide, Planet Watch, and Highlights of the Season.